Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
So every now and then I get some guests on the show that you just vibe with, and you know, I'm a quick talker or a quick thinker, and you get someone in the other chair that's just as fast and just as quick as you, and your mind's blown. Just the chemistry is amazing, and Vanessa Rosetto is just one of those people. She's the CEO and co-founder of Kulina Health, which is a data-driven platform that helps people with chronic conditions manage their care, their nutrition, their therapy, all the things. It's really interesting. It's a new idea, and I'm a big fan. But she's also like an 80s nerd, and she has a BA in history, which serves her no purpose right now. But she did like marketing in the early 2000s, so we're just making fun of the fact that there was a life before the internet where things kind of mattered, but they were really funny. She only just discovered nutrition, in quotes, in 2010. And she's like, I'm going to do this now. So she's just an amazing human. She's funny. She's sharp. She's witty. And you are going to love this conversation. Enjoy the show. Vanessa.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Are you out of patience?
I'm out of patience, yes.
You're out of patience?
Yeah.
In the literal and figurative sense.
Correct. Yes. That's correct.
You ever get risotto?
Ha, ha, ha. You know, my maiden last name is Arteaga, so everyone would be like, Vanessa Ortega.
Ah.
And then I married an Italian, risotto, so yes.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
That was a total trap, right?
Yes.
You walked right into it.
100%.
So that was like, so then who made fun of you? As a kid, who made fun of you as an adult?
I mean, who didn't make fun of me as a kid, actually? That's like a conversation for another time.
No, let's talk about it, right? We have young kids.
Yeah.
They're first getting their taste of like feeling insecure or this superficial superiority that I don't look this way. It's for my kids, I'd love your thoughts on this. It's not like Instagram is telling them they're pretty. They don't even use that crap. Mm-hmm. It's like they're finally seeing comparatives.
Yeah.
That I'm not like this, and is that not okay?
Yeah. I mean, I am born in 1978, so thankfully we didn't have the Instagram.
The what?
Instagram.
The what? We had the Telesavalistagram.
Yeah, yeah. I had a television that had like two antennas and a remote.
Was it on a cart that moved with wheels?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I was badly bullied as a kid. And my parents, they're immigrants. They didn't think it was, they didn't care.
Well, you are a brown person.
Yes. So I'm a brown person. Yeah. And my parents were like, we send you to school for learning, not for friends, which is like not a real thing. So no one ever really boosted up my confidence. That made me complicated for a long time. And so now that
Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Valley Cottage, New York, near Nyack. Like Rockland County.
Oh, yeah. That's like up the Hudson a little bit.
Correct.
Yeah, like north of Westchester.
That's right. Just right over the bridge.
Is that considered upstate yet, or is that still like you think you're downstate?
You're still downstate. Okay. Yeah. I definitely had a really great high school experience. My college experience was strange because, I mean, I think that like, you know, like my mom is from Haiti and there's an affinity towards whiteness. And if you do all the things correctly, white people will see you as an equal. I went to Fordham University. I never was thought of as the prettiest or the one that anybody wanted. And then when somebody really did want me, it went pretty bad because I wasn't used to that dynamic.
Right.
Nobody gave me like that confidence. It's like just stuff that, and then you just like stuff it down because you're like, whatever, I gotta go.
You don't need friends. Who needs friends?
Yeah, exactly. It's definitely like shaped who I am, gives me like a lot of resilience. But when you're the CEO of a company, you have to do a lot of self-exploration so you can make the people feel good about themselves. And also, like, for my children, I want them to have confidence and feel love and not be complicated and be okay in their feelings and not put value on what people have or don't have.
You have an extraordinary level, almost like theatricality to you.
Thanks.
Did you do like improv everywhere? You have a theater background?
One
might assume you do, though.
No. I think I've spent a lot of time trying to be seen.
Well said.
Thanks.
Well said. There's I saw you got a BA in history.
I did. My parents' biggest disappointment.
You read my mind.
Yeah.
Because, all right, so there was an old musical a couple of years ago called Avenue Q.
Mm-hmm.
You know it?
Yeah.
And the lyric is, what do you do with a BA in English?
Yeah.
Where's my life going to be?
Yeah.
You know, 4 years of college and with all of the knowledge and, you know, what am I going to be?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. My parents were like, here, we've signed you up for your LSAT course. And I was like, I don't want to be a lawyer. They're like, excuse me?
Right.
I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. So I didn't do that, which annoyed them. And I didn't become a doctor, which also annoyed them.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is that like historically in the family or? Like,
no, my dad is an engineer. My mother is a nurse. Like, get a life. But they're immigrants.
Yeah.
And so they just want a doctor.
Right.
The other day, my daughter's like, I want to be a shoe designer. I thought I saw my dad have a massive heart attack in front of me. He was like, what? He's like, it's fine.
A shoe designer
yeah.
at 11 years old?
Yeah. She's like, I'm going to design shoes. I was like, great. Cool, do it. I think she probably changed, you know.
Right.
She's 11. I don't know. Let her decide.
Well, my son wanted to drive a fire truck for a couple of years.
Exactly.
So.
Like, it's
he
fine.
Might.
Yeah.
We never know.
We'll just be happy and don't do drugs or, be, you know, all those things. So I actually went to school and I got a master's in marketing at NYU and I worked in media. And
this was in the 90s?
2000. So I graduated college in 2000.
Okay. So you're like 4 years behind me, which is fine because it's still the same freaking generation.
Same
right?
thing. Yeah. We're the
what
best
was media in the year 2000?
Oh, it was crazy. I have this friend, Matt Molinari. He used to work on the stock exchange. Now he's a professional poker player. Matt, if you're listening. Matt Molinari invited me to Facebook. And I remember because we were on Instant Messenger.
Like the company?
Like invited me to like...
Silicon Valley?
No. But he just like invited me for like...
To join Facebook,
right? And I remember writing him being like, Matt, is this like some weird sex thing? And he was like, no, you idiot. It's like MySpace. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, what is this stuff?
Who's that MySpace guy? Was it Doug or something? Who's the guy that you were friends with everybody at once?
Yeah, I remember, but I don't remember his name. But yeah, I remember his face.
And it became Mark.
Yeah, and now it's Mark. Yeah, and so like... You know, it was media. I don't know. We didn't like the internet was not normal. Like we all had flip phones.
Yeah.
Like you remember like you would get a random text from someone and you'd be like, how did you do that?
I remember back when we used to type and you had to press the button three times to get the different letters.
That.
T-T-Y.
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
This is resilience.
ABC. DEF,
this,
GHI.
This makes us better people.
We are better people.
We are better. We are more resilient.
We are learned.
Yep.
Yes.
We are the ones you want in crisis. We can figure things out.
Well, we're the no fucks to give generation.
That's right. That's
good old
right.
Gen Xers.
That's right.
So I was working in advertising in the late 90s.
Oh, look at
so us. I get to experience like before the internet level, like Ethernet cords and cables and again, like the Motorola StarTAC and the iPod launched and all these crazy things. And the story I keep hearing from people of our generation is, are we better or worse for having more or less information?
I think we're worse. Like, this is the first time that you, like, see what J-Lo is eating. Like, she put it on the Instagram.
Wait, what is she eating?
I don't know because I stopped looking.
But, okay.
Like, although I think she's perfect in every way. But, I mean, like, she pays for it. And that's cool if I – like, but that's what everyone's North Star is, right?
Right.
Like, you think you know this person. But, or even me, I'm a Z-lister, everyone. I don't believe my hype. However, people are like, your Instagram, and you look so great all the time. I'm like, no shit. I – put makeup on and dress myself and like curate the content that you see. I'm not giving you insight into my life, even though my social media person is like, can you give us a video of what you're doing this weekend? I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Well, no one picks the worst photo.
That's right. That's a brave soul.
I only choose the worst photos.
Yeah. It's like,
but my channel is all derp all the time.
Yeah. So yeah, I just think that we're worse off. I think it was easier when I didn't need to consume information all the time.
No, because I discovered Facebook back when Obama ran in 07
sure.
and he set it up because Zuckerberg was like, we need, because I think it was still EDU back then.
Yep.
Might have been 06, 07.
Yep.
But somebody let Obama do it.
Mm-hmm.
This senator from Ohio, Chicago.
Chicago.
Yeah.
And Illinois.
I should not know
Chicago.
That. Shame on me.
Not Chicago, Illinois.
And like, like, what is this? What is this thing?
Yeah.
And I signed up for it because they let the normies mm-hmm. join it.
Mm-hmm.
And it became like this odd staple of the nonprofit I started because it was the same year, 07, 08.
Sure.
So we were like one of the first charities to be on Facebook and we had no idea what the hell it was, what it was doing. But like, this was like before the comments sections
right.
existed and it ruined everything. Is that of the things that made it worse, is that the comment democratizing is a good thing here. We're going to talk about that.
Yeah.
But democratizing here, not so great.
It was like weird, right? Because you like liked or you liked it, but you couldn't dislike it. And it, I don't know. And people wrote on your wall if they wanted to like give you a message.
Right.
And it was like, it became like, how many likes do you have from this
right.
picture? And then,
right.
you know, people were going on vacation and uploading like 100 pictures of Hawaii. And you're like, I don't actually care.
Well, like, also, like, I beat the shit out of a hobo. Like, yeah. No, you don't want to like that.
Yeah. And then it got you to like really know what was in people's heads.
Yeah.
You know, like these people that were just like, just everything that they thought. And then you're like, oh, I associate with you? I don't think so. And then
right. It's like the review, like the things you don't need to know about your friends,
that's
you
right.
find out about your friends.
That's
and
right.
like, do I really want to be your friend?
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely stopped being friends with many people once I got real insight into maybe how horrible they might actually be.
So. I mean, even before politics came into like who you see and who you like and what groups you belong to, because that was one of the worst things. Like, if you could see what groups people were in.
Yeah.
You were in the neo-Nazi group. Bye.
Yeah. You were like, wait, what? Like,
We played piano in college
yeah,
together.
Yeah. Like, I ate at your house. What is happening? Yeah.
Right. I know your mom.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Very strange. Very strange.
So, all right. So, you have 11-year-olds. I have 12 going on 13-year-olds. Let's talk parenting for a second.
Yeah.
I know we're going to get to the whole thing.
Sure.
But this is like, this is therapy right
this
now.
This is fun. I know. It's good therapy.
How are we going to be the course corrected parents generation to protect our children from the shit we know maybe our older siblings with kids in their teens, college now, have done right or wrong?
Yeah. So I have an 11-year-old and a 9-year-old, and my 11-year-old likes to post things on TikTok, even though we're like, get the F off TikTok.
But you let her on TikTok?
No, she like snuck it and we like caught her.
That is some sneaky shit.
Yeah,
good
sneaky
for her.
Shit.
Like
yeah,
Ocean's
yeah.
Nine
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, we were like, what you do in the dark comes out in the light.
Yes.
She's like hysterically crying. And she did this like, at, like, who is most likely? And it was like, who is most likely to get drunk at a party? She like videoed this thing. And my husband, it was interesting. He was like, what you put on the internet is there forever. And also, your mother is somebody like semi-notable. And if anybody wants to come for her and all the things that we've built, this is the stuff. You need to be careful. So she like basically threw herself on the ground and was like hysterically crying. There was like no yelling or like beating or anything, but she just, you know, realized like—
No, we were beat.
Yeah.
They're not beat.
I'm like, you know what? If they were beat, they might act better, but here
yeah,
we are.
We're going to
stop the cycle. And so, yeah, like— My kids, generally, we don't let them on the internet. We, like, police the freaking screen time. I make them, you know, they play a sport. They play music. My kids play music, like, 5 hours
right.
a week. They are, like,
that's good.
Performance band. My son has 2 drum teachers, the whole thing. Try to keep them focused on other things, right?
Right.
I mean, I give them love. I tell them that I love them, but I'm also, like, pretty firm and, like—
Well, you can't really be their friends.
No, I'm not your fucking friend.
Right.
Like, get a life. We'll be friends when you have your own kids and I'm coming over and giving them cookies and leaving. Hi, Grandma's here.
My wife and I divide and conquer on who's bad cop on certain days.
Always bad cop.
I mean, I'll share this life hack with my listeners. I'll share it with you. They know I do this. So we installed a Wi-Fi router in our house called Eero.
Again, yeah.
Not a sponsor. I'm just their fucking spokesperson. And it gives you an app, and it lets you identify which devices are on your network and selectively shut them off.
Yep.
You have it?
I have this. Mine is called Circle. Same same shit.
Don't maybe get the button.
Yep.
Is the new don't maybe get the hose.
Oh, sometimes I'll just be like, I'll be here, and I'll just be like, I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah.
And then my husband's like, oh, here they come.
yeah, like you time it, like 6,
yeah.
5,
yeah.
4. Yeah. You're running out. Where's my internet?
Yeah, it's gone. Now stop. Now go read a freaking book. I make them read every night. From like 8:30 to 9. So
good.
Everybody in the house, we're in the living room and we all are reading our own separate books and then they go to bed.
Well, that's better than staring at your own 4 phones.
That is like a thing. And my daughter uses, I have 2 phones. She uses my 1 phone to walk to school with a friend. And when she comes home from school, she puts the phone on the counter, which actually she does. And it's kind of funny because she's in all these like group chats, but she never answers. So much so that her friends are like, Kate never answers. And I, the sneaky mother that I am, it all comes up on my computer. So I'm at work and these kids come home from school and they're like, lot of typing and I see all the things. So mostly they're good kids. They do like normal stuff, but like they feel love and confidence and I feel happy about that for them.
Well, on the second part of the show, I want to talk to you about what you're doing here, but let's talk about how food was better and worse and different growing up.
Yeah. So
pre-corn syrup. That's like the what is it?
GMOs, Nixon.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Fucked it up. Watergate. I mean, food was actual food.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I mean, think about it. In 1991, only 12% of the American population was overweight or obese. And
right.
Today, it's 42.4%.
Right.
It's mental. Like, we are smarter and worse off because we keep looking for shortcuts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know.
But what is it the lazification of society or is it like we're eating the same crap? The crap is just worse.
Everything is like overprocessed. We're very lazy. We also listen, I'm not advocating for this. I go to work because I'm not qualified to care for children all day long. However,
dump, dump, dump.
However, when the mother was taking care of the home, her job was to make sure that food was on the table. That's like clean your house. And have food on the table and make sure your kids are properly clothed and go to school and do their homework. So, like, when your mother is cooking a balanced meal and, like, the most processed thing is what? Like, a TV dinner, which is still...
Stovetop.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right? So, like, and people ate vegetables and it was just different. Like, there weren't so many choices. When you don't have a lot of choices,
right.
Just eat what's in front of you.
We were showing my kids the old TV dinners from the 50s because mm-hmm. she was watching WandaVision.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah, my
like,
kids too.
Like, what is this? Like, well, it's like kids' cuisine, but healthier for grownups.
Yeah.
And like, it was in aluminum foil, went in the oven, it got super hot, you could kill yourself.
Yeah.
No one cared.
Yeah.
But the food in there, as disgusting as you might think it was really actually food.
Yeah, it was totally fine. Yeah. And now we are just in this sea of like idiocy. Like, even like, you know, like, I'll get patients that are like, I'm vegan. And I'm like, okay. And they're like, but I do not want to cook and I'm tired of eating beans. I'm like, guys,
right?
I'm not a magician.
Yeah.
Like, you can go to buy Chloe or whatever, but that's literally McDonald's. And why do you think cashew cheese is healthier than organic grass-fed beef? Because it's not.
Right.
Like, that's ultra processed. So mm-hmm. we're just looking. But also, everybody has their shame. Everybody fancies themselves an expert. All you need to do is eat what you like and just like, you know, it's probably a good idea to have vegetables and fruit and like water. It's probably good.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And you'll be hearing an ad from, I don't know, Hungry Man?
Oh, nice.
From 1977.
Nice.
All right. We'll be right back.
Nice.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So where are the annals of all of your acronyms, MS, RD, CDM? What is RD?
Registered Dietitian.
And CDN?
Certified Dietitian Nutritionist.
What's the difference?
The CDN is a New York State license.
Oh, so they force you.
Correct. It's
So there's federal, state, and city tax.
That's right. That's right. That's right. They force us. They do.
So what got you from, I don't know, AOL CDs and Facebook to, oh, nutrition, it sucks. What can I do?
I actually, when I went to college. And then
Fordham?
Fordham. And then that boy broke up with me. Then I gained 50 pounds because I was eating Sbarro pizza and White Castle on Fordham Road.
The square with the onions baked in.
Yeah, it's real good. Oh, but we used to eat chicken rings. I had this roommate. She'd be like, my stomach hurts. And I'm like, you've got a bag of onion chicken rings. Like, when she's like, what's wrong with that? I'm like, chicken doesn't come in ring form. Like, stop it.
Actually, that reminds me. Some documentary somewhere about McDonald's. Like, there's no part of the chicken called the nugget.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. So, like, and we just, like, my roommates and I would study until, like, 9, 10 o'clock, and then we would go out till 6 o'clock in the morning. And, like, we all had great grades. We're on, like, the dean's list or whatever, but we were just, like, partiers. We had a lot of pizza. I drank a six-pack of Pepsi probably every other day.
The corn syrup Pepsi the sugar Pepsi?
No, but corn syrup, delicious Pepsi, and I'm surprised I'm still alive. So then after college, I lost like 50 pounds pretty quick because I had to move back home. And I just.
And your parents shamed you?
No, my parents never shamed me.
Okay.
No, like
that. Or did they, is the culture like, oh, heavier is better?
No, they just, like, my mom never really talked about her weight, even though I guess for all intents and purposes, she was overweight at one point in her life. I do distinctly remember her doing Jane Fonda videos and she lost weight. But like my mom made every meal and I had vegetables and I had fruit and we never even had a scale in our house. The only time I ever weighed myself was when I went to the doctor and I was always quote unquote thin. So I didn't think about that. My friends were always on a diet or doing things. I just ate the food that was in front of me because my mom's from a third world country. And she's like, it doesn't matter how rich you are. If it rains and the rain washes away a bridge, the petroleum trucks can't come and give you electricity. And so no one's eating. Like,
right.
We can't turn the stoves on.
Yeah.
So we ate every meal at home. And so when I came home, I was heavier, but nobody really talked about it. And then I lived at home and my first job out of college, everyone, I made $25,539. I was like, I will remember this number forever. So I couldn't afford anything but my train pass. So I brought lunch and my lunch was usually the leftovers. And I like had a gym membership. So after work, I went to the gym. So in like 2-3 months, I lost 50 pounds. And I was like, oh, I wonder how I did that. And so then I went to a dietitian and very pragmatic.
I'm sorry, a what?
A dietitian.
One of those people again?
Yeah. And it was like, so I lost all this weight like 2001, 2002. And then in 2005, my boyfriend, Michael Rizzetto.
The new guy.
The new guy. The better guy. There were some guys in between, but the Michael Rizzetto who is a fox. And
Not Michael Rizzotto.
Not Michael Rizzotto. He was like, what do you want for Christmas? I was like, I would really love to go see a dietitian. He was like, is this a trick? Is this like...
Wait, what?
Yeah, he was like, is this like if I bought you a vacuum? I'm like, no, I really want to go see one. He was like, okay. So he like buys me a 5-pack to see Carrie Glassman, who's a pretty well-known dietitian and a good friend of mine. And so like super pragmatic. She was like, hey, this is how you eat. If you want to lose weight, this is what you do. Let's do it. And so then I lost another like 10, 15 pounds just by her explanation. Like, hey, like if you eat this much carb, you got to do it this way. And I was like, oh, okay. Like when I got married, you know, everyone's like on a diet. No, I was like, fine. Everything was fine. And I never had like a weird relationship with food. I just didn't understand food. So she gave me a lot of education and I thought it was an interesting path and it was medicine adjacent, which also excited me because I am excited by medicine and research and what's happening in medicine. And so I was like, I'll just apply and see if I get in. And I did. And that's here I am now.
So as someone who is, I'm not quite of size. I think that's guys that take up like 3 airplane seats. I still fit in one. I've been chunkular. My entire life.
Sure.
And, you know, even just chunkular because I was chunk in Goonies.
Sure.
That was me.
Was it you, really?
Not really, but like metaphorically.
Everything chunk.
I didn't do the truffle shuffle publicly, but in my mind, I was chunk.
Sure.
And I gained weight right out of puberty. Just done. I was a stick thin kid. I was running around, stick thin kid. And then puberty, like, nope.
Yeah.
You're going to be chunkular for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
I went on some fad diets and I've been this roller coaster guy. And I'm just like, I'm an ordinary human who eats a lot better than the average American, but what does that say? And my question, is it just too damn hard to eat well these days.
I don't think it's hard to eat well. I think it's the messaging. Like, we prioritize thinness over everything else. And so you have to think, is everyone in your family in a larger body? Like, are your parents bigger? Are your siblings bigger? So, like, that's in your genes. Like, we know the prenatal environment will inform the postnatal environment. So if your mother was, quote unquote, overweight, you are going to be overweight, likely, most likely. And so we have to then reframe and say, like, okay, hey, are you drinking every single night and eating cookies? Okay, we can get better behaviors out of this. But, like, are you ever going to be, if you're 200 pounds and your lowest weight is 180, are you going to be 140? Probably not.
But that's the shaming, too. It's unintentional shaming. And this isn't me being a triggered Gen Xer. Just, I remember the first dietitian I went to was like, well, you're a mesomorph. Like,
what does that mean?
What the hell is that?
What is that?
Yeah, for your height, you should be 140.
Like,
what
bullshit.
The fuck is wrong with you?
It's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's like, it's...
I'd be dead at 140.
Yeah, like, so, listen, I care about data. I care about tracking. I care about giving people tools, but I also have to be realistic. And when someone says to you, hey, no, like, actually, let's, like, do some good work here, and if we get down to 170, that's very good, that takes shame away. Now you're like, oh, okay, I can release myself on this freaking quest of really wanting to be a size, you know, like, for women, 2 forever. Like, that's maybe not in my cards. Like, and that's okay, right? Like, this is good enough, and it's going to make sure that I'm healthy, and I'm going to live a longer life, and that's what I want.
So what possessed you in your fierce wisdom and experience to start Kalima Health? That is why you're here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here. I have been made to feel bad about myself often in my life. And I know that what I do for people and what Tamar does for people and what the 50 dietitians.
Wait, who's Tamar?
That's our other co-founder.
We got to mention him.
Oh, yeah. Tamar Samuels is our other co-founder. I love her very much. She gives me lots of support. And the 50 dietitians that work for us do for people. And we are educated in a different way in the hospital. We've seen people in the sickest of sickest places, the poorest people, the richest people, the celebrities, all the people in between. And so we know how to disseminate information to them to make sure that they can be well. And we wanted people to have access to that. And so we just said, let's go make people feel good.
But it's more than just consulting, right? It's an infrastructure. There's a whole platform, right?
It's a whole platform. So we have a web portal. We have an app. We do nudges in between. We have It's really crazy.
That does, like, the boxing glove come out of the phone and just punch you like in the cartoons?
No, we, like, talk to you every day, multiple times a day. Like, the patients send us their food and we're like, fix it this way, fix it this way. We understand how to get people to get to where they want to be and just, you know, democratize that so everybody has access. And so now we've crossed over into the $3.4 million in ARR. And
what's ARR?
Annualized run rate. And we will raise a Series A. And nobody has ever done this in nutrition before.
Wow.
Yeah. So it feels good. It's weird.
So how does one unhook themselves from the addiction to sucrose and fructose and dextrose and all the sugars?
Huh. You know what's so interesting?
Or is that a thing?
It's a thing, but we've never spent any real dollars behind researching sugar. We just haven't, because then we'll have to actually, like, upend everything. It's kind of like alcohol. There are no benefits to alcohol. But we have...
One might argue.
Yeah, true. But, like, but we
have children.
Yeah, yeah. But we have a whole industry around it. And so what can we say? We can't collapse that. Listen, everybody can you can have sugar. It's not going to fucking kill you. But, like, guys, you can't be eating sleeves of cookies every fucking day because the added sugar...
Note to self.
Yeah. It's like... And sugar makes fat. So it's going to cause increased lipids. That's what we know, right? We know fructose, because it has the glucose and the sucrose, increases the lipids. And so what is the thing that does that, right? It's the sucrose. And so as in like 1942, there weren't that many diabetics out in the world. And so what changed over time? What increased? Like, obviously there's autoimmune disease and that is what it is. But as, like, type 2 diabetes rose, it's because the food became different, more processed, more sugar, high fructose corn syrup. Like, oh, like, here's the snack wells, fat free.
Remember snack wells?
Yeah. I mean, in 11th grade, I remember my friends being like, you could eat as many of these because there's no
right,
fat.
Right.
And you're like, no, there is fat because you stripped the fat and put sugar and that made the fat.
Well, like, remember Wheat Thins?
Yeah. Remember Harvest Crisps?
Oh, my
Those
God.
Those were delicious.
Or what were the Sun Chips?
Yes.
Right. These are the illusion.
Yeah. The illusion of of being healthy, and they're just like laden with sugar. That's why we liked it so much.
I mean, at least they were honest with, like, remember, like, Frosted Flakes used to be Sugar Flakes?
Or, oh, yeah.
I mean, no, Honey Smacks with Sugar Smacks.
What about
just straight honest branding?
What about Corn Flakes? And my mom would just like add table sugar to the top of the Corn
Right,
Flakes.
It's like the poor man's Frosted Flakes.
And you'd be like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "It just makes it taste better." And like bananas. Yeah. I mean, I used to eat shit, drink Tang. It was really.
But even back then, like, you know, Cookie Crisp was actually healthier for you than it is today, I'm sure.
Yeah, like, or also like Corn Pops. It was just corn.
Yeah,
and some and sugar. Like, it wasn't terrible.
I always was suspect of Corn Pops because they came in that like aluminum foil NASA vacuum thing. Why? There's something weird about that. Oh, they shouldn't have to be in a NASA aluminum foil vacuum.
Probably the food coloring. You know, like that yellow color.
The Cheetos yellow.
Yeah, it wasn't good. Also Golden Grahams. Just like such goodness.
Yes.
I miss the 80s.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
Good stuff.
Cocoa Krispies. Yeah.
My house was riddled with, I think it was Crispix, Honey Nut Cheerios, and every now and then, just for, like, you did a good job, Matt, which you should not be rewarded with food, Fruity Pebbles.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, Fruit Loops. And my sister and I would put orange juice in the bowl.
Really?
It's good stuff.
And then whenever Lucky would say there's a new marshmallow with Lucky Charms, you gotta go get it today.
Yeah, but the Lucky Charms was trash. Like, that actually was probably, like, super healthy because it tasted like paper, so it's probably just like oats and then like the marshmallow. Like, it's probably the best one you could eat.
Exactly.
I should go back and research that for sure.
So what is the correlation? And then, you know, like, there's so much information out there. I like, God forbid I go buy something on my Amex card that's not great for me. Instagram's gonna be like, lose weight, dummy, right? Shut up, Instagram, please. You know, what's the data? What's the logic? What is the reality of the kinds of exercise versus just exercise against the shit you put in your face?
Listen, if you're like very obese and immobile and you start moving your body, that's going to help you for sure, right? Like, you know, it's like, oh, I lost 100 pounds by just walking. Like, okay, because you were literally just sitting on your couch doing nothing. But like those of us here in New York City, you do like 10,000 steps, you know, from at 9 a.m. just
right,
going
just to the subway,
from the subway
stairs,
and back. Like, that's not what it's doing for you. What it's doing for you is helping with your bones, helping with your heart, helping with your mental health. But if you're thinking like, oh, I'm going to exercise my way out of a bad diet, that's never going to happen. That's not how it goes.
And then this could be a whole other show, and you're welcome back anytime because, like, you're practically like Mike. You can co-host this show anytime you want on any topic.
Fun.
What the fuck's going on with supplements?
Oh, fuck that.
Yeah,
you know
all
what?
Of it?
You don't fucking need all these goddamn supplements. Like, everyone's like, I have this, like, every time we see a patient, they're like, what supplements? What supplements? What supplements? I'm like, this is your problem.
Yes.
You want a pill to do whatever it is that you need done. And that doesn't exist, because if it did, we would all be taking it. You don't think that everybody would take the fucking pill to make themselves thinner, sleep longer, happier? Like, stop it. This is ridiculous. We do need vitamin D, those of us that live in the dark places.
Yeah, I take that once a week.
Need vitamin D. Calcium is a good one, especially women of childbearing age.
Calcium. Women need calcium more than men, or it's equal?
No, it's equal. I mean, it's really rare for a man to have osteoporosis because of, like, skeletal mass, but it does happen. And so, like, it's good for you. Also, maybe some folic acid if you're a woman of childbearing age. And also magnesium. We really don't quite understand magnesium 100%, but we know that we don't get enough of it. And it can help with, like, sleep and, like, help to calm the mind. It also helps with, like, digestion. So it's great. After that, like, your ashwagandha and your rhodiola and, like, whatever else.
Ginkgo biloba.
Yeah, all the shit you take. Like, I don't know. You know, you don't need all of it. And you have all these expensive, like, vitamin bills, and it's like, yeah, chill.
I mean, like, yeah. I mean, everyone we've mentioned on the show, not a sponsor, but GNC and Vitamin Shop, it's all crocks of shit.
Yeah.
Unless you're, like, building muscle, and that's good.
Right. Oh, sure. Like, for different stages in your life, you need different things. There's this one company that I do really like. They're called Gem, because
are they truly outrageous?
Yeah. On the holograms. It's just like a food bite. It's really interesting. And they have for different things. So they have one for sleep. They have one for like a calm bite, like for your day. They also have one that's just like a multivitamin. And they use food, like, you know, spirulina and, you know, like natural magnesium and like valerian root. Seems fine to me. But I don't know, all the other stuff, guys, like, chill.
But, like, All right, so is the, I remember, like, so Kellogg's invented breakfast is the most important meal of the day, which is why they convinced us to eat in the morning and breakfast. Yeah. Breakfast just means break your fast anytime. Yeah. Start your body up again. And, like, this whole, we've depleted the soil of all of our stuff. Is that real?
I mean, yes, the soil is depleted, but, like, this is America. Remember when we used to put vitamins and minerals in freaking Coca-Cola? Remember that? It was, like, a short blip in time in, like, I don't know, like 98, 99. And everyone's like, this soda. And I'm like, the phosphoric acid will cancel out the calcium. Yeah. So, like, don't do that.
I mean, they put vitamin D in orange juice now.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, they fortify it. Yeah, because it's, like, dark and people need it. But, yeah, like, I don't know. I think everyone needs to just, like, chill. Like, yes, the soil is not the greatest. Like, yes, we could be doing better, but it's America. We get it.
Like, melatonin, right? Is that a real thing?
The thing about melatonin is that as you go to sleep, like, when the sun goes down, like, melatonin levels rise. That's, like, natural. Yeah. But, like, you know, we're all, like, hopped up all the time. And so it's not necessarily
the— Oh, and don't stare at your phone till the second you go to bed. Right. That I do know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the thing about the melatonin, though, is that people go bonkers on that shit. And they're like, I take 20 milligrams of melatonin every night. And I'm like, you got to stop because it will mess up your circadian rhythm.
Yeah.
And then your melatonin isn't doing it on its own. So, you know, like, you can't sleep and you want to take 2.5 milligrams, up to five is, like, great. But I wouldn't be doing that all the time. You're better off taking magnesium glycinate.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah.
All right. Vanessa Rizzotto. Kidding. I'm sorry. I had to do it one more time.
Next time I come, I'm going to make Michael make you a risotto. It's freaking delicious.
Is it healthy?
Yeah, there's mushrooms in there. Asparagus.
It?
Yeah.
Well, is it born of the earth?
Serving size is half a cup, and then they'll make him make you a cutlet or something.
Right. Like, I mean, a serving size is one Oreo.
Two.
Oh, is it?
It's two. Oh, and you know what I do to get fancy?
What?
I buy the thins and then I get four.
Oh, wow. That's a good life hack.
That's my hack.
All right, there you go.
Get the thins.
All right, Vanessa Rizzetto. I'm just not going to say it right. Vanessa Rizzetto is the CEO and co-founder of
Kulina Health.
Why Kulina?
Because it means kitchen.
In?
Latin.
E pluribus unum.
Fine. You didn't take Latin?
Molto bene?
They made us in high school.
A2 Brute?
Yeah, made us in high school.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I got to come back.
You definitely do. Take care.
Well, thanks.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Out of Patience with Matthew Zachary is an Off-Script Health production. The executive producers are Matthew Zachary and Andrew McDowell. It's mixed and edited by Kyle Moore. If you like the show, ratings and reviews are always welcome. Leave us a message anytime at 855-AUDIO-66. That's 855-AUDIO-66 to share your healthcare shitness with us, and we might just play them on the air on a future episode. For more information about this show and Offscript Health, visit offscript.com. That's offscript, no T, .com.